Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 13 of our journey with Jesus, a Lenten reflection. Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to check the description below. There you'll find two links, one to our companion download for this particular podcast and every previous one. And then you will also find a link there to our monthly calendar, which contains all of the scriptures, the daily scriptures for this entire Lenten journey. So please take a moment to download those and keep those for your reference. We do update them on occasion, so check back. And with that, I would like to ask my lovely wife to read our daily scripture today.
I would love to. So it comes from one or first, however you say it. I say one, you say first. 1 Corinthians 1:30 through 31 from the NIV version. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to glory in the Lord.
Can you read that last, not the last sentence, but the sentence that God has made him what?
Righteous.
And?
Well, it says, and sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
And redemption.
He has sanctified made and to redeemed. Us yes. Righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I love that. You know, I'm going to start saying, I'm going to go glory in the Lord.
There you go.
You're going to go, where are you going? It. I'm going out. I'm getting out. And I'm going to glory in the Lord. I'm going to praise and rejoice and know that I am one in Christ.
I'm going to hear some hooting and hollering Woo-hoo! Out there in the woods. Huh?
Hallelujah and amen.
That's awesome. But, you know, this scripture is so loaded. Some of the concepts that we've talked about through this journey so far is that we are one with him. And I think in the download, you'll find another scripture.
Yeah.
John 15:5, is it?
John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Mm. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. That's the NIV version. Do you
yeah.
love that?
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
And we have that beautiful picture that my amazingly talented husband took of the grapevine, so you can mm-hmm. see that. Oh, I remember yeah. that trip when we took that.
Yeah. I used to drive by that vineyard all the time.
But it's, you could see those branches and you could see that very thick vine mm-hmm. and it's supporting, it's providing nutrients.
It's the life.
It is.
All the branches.
It's the roots go into the ground, deep into the ground.
But another thing that we forget is that when they graft a branch onto the vine, they become one.
I love that.
That vine grows into the branch, the branch grows into the vine and vice versa, and they get joined together and they are one.
And it can be, doesn't have to be the same kind, so it can be anybody. Anybody that believes in that vine. Just going to take that a little bit further, but anyone believes.
No. Preach it.
It's not just, you know, me or you. It's everybody. Anyone that believes becomes one in Christ and is nurtured and fed and gets everything that vine gets.
Mm-hmm. And another scripture that really just drives this nail right home is 1 Corinthians 5:17. It says, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. people often overlook that because they don't know the Greek. In the Greek, they have different words for one. They have like one as in like one in spirit, one in purpose, like two people walking together towards a single purpose. And then they have one. There's this word for one that means so completely united and joined together that you can't tell one from the other. And that's the word that Paul used there.
Mm.
So I like to use the analogy of the raindrops.
Oh yeah, that's good.
You ever seen two raindrops when they're sitting right next to each other? Say you hold a flat surface out there and you get two raindrops right next to each other.
He's going to geek on us.
Oh, totally. If you were to tip the surface just a little bit so one raindrop ran into the other, what happens when they touch? They just bloop. And all of a sudden you have two, and then you immediately have one. Now, which one was which? You don't know, because they're no longer two separate. They're one. So that is the picture I like to use to describe that word one that the Greeks used, because it's so completely united with Jesus that you can't tell one from the other. So when God sees us, what does he see?
Perfect.
Perfect. He sees Jesus.
Perfect, righteous.
Holy, sanctified,
redeemed.
Healed.
Sinless.
That's right.
I know we were talking about what it means. I had that visual of sitting up there with Jesus. I mean, physically we're here, but our spirit's up there, and he's got that reserved card for us going, nope, that's Christine's. Nope, that's Rick's spot. Nope. So I imagine that he's just waiting for us. There's that space already there.
Yeah.
And I mean, our spirit, you know, but
he's with us. He's with us here and he's there. Physically,
there's no time
he's there.
And space.
Yeah. Physically, he's there, but in spirit, he's with us all the time. The scripture says he will never leave us or forsake us.
Mm.
And he's seated at the right hand of the Father. So if he runs across something that, you know, he's a little lacking in, far be it. He just has to say, hey, Dad, need a little help. What would you recommend here? And God says, move over, son, I got it.
Wow.
You know, talk about having the deck stacked.
Yeah.
We have the deck stacked in our favor, always.
So, at the time of crucifixion, when he said to Talisdai, that was it.
It was done. It was done. Finished.
And we believed. So those two things.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's all that's required to tap into what he did is to just believe it and say, I receive it.
Mm.
You know, I could stand here forever and hold out a gift. And I could stand here and hold it out and it's yours. But if you never reach out and receive it, you'll never get it.
That's good. Especially with healing.
Same thing.
I hear so many people that have not read and just dive into the Word.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to talk 1 Peter 2:24.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about that.
Isaiah, Acts 3 is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all given that. Again, we're given the same thing that Christ had.
Yeah.
And we're given that authority for the healing.
Yeah. What did Jesus say? He said, you go heal the sick. Yeah. You raise the dead. You cast out demons. He didn't say, you go and pray for them.
Or you go get the people and then I'll come do it.
Right. He says, you go do it because all authority has been given to me.
And that means it's
in heaven and in earth. So that means that he delegated us that job and it is in our power, thankfully, provided by him to go out and heal people just the way he did in his earthly ministry.
And we already are healed. We just need our body to come into alignment.
Well, and our bodies will come into alignment as we grow in the knowledge of what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And on our faith and in our belief.
The physical, yes. But the spiritual is already.
Oh, the spiritual is already healed.
So our physical And that's where it gets confusing. I didn't even know any of this, a lick of this, until you shared Andrew Womack with me and talked about it. So,
yeah.
But now I know that I know that I know, you can't unknow it.
No.
Can't unlearn it, can't unhear it. And so I share it with so many people. And the more, well, I like to share the Andrew Womack series, but
yeah,
the more that I share, they're like, oh, what? It's so awesome to hear.
It's something that we've never heard before. And that's sad. Because it's been in our lap the whole time. Every Sunday that we've been at church with our Bibles in our lap, it's been there the whole time.
Well, and a lot of times we've been told that we need someone to intervene in between. You know, like we talked about,
sure,
you know, a few days ago, that we had that person need to intercede for us, that we couldn't go directly to God. We got the Holy Spirit right inside of us. Woohoo! We got the Holy Spirit.
Think back
inside,
into the beginning.
Got the Holy Spirit inside. Sorry.
Think back to the beginning in the creation, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters, and God said, "Let the land be out of the waters," and the Holy Spirit made that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the Spirit, the same Spirit that lives in you and me, and He has given us the power to accomplish what God has told us to accomplish. Whether it's healing, whether it's deliverance, whether it's, man, you name it.
Because Jesus has it, so we have it.
That's right.
Back to
He who has joined the Lord is one Spirit with Him.
Mm-hmm. You could go so much longer on this.
Oh man, I could talk about this for days, but I'm not going to.
Why don't you pray this out, honey?
I will. I'd love to.
I would love for you to.
Oh, join with us as we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this word. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us such an amazing gift, that you have grafted us into the vine of Jesus Christ, and that we have become one Spirit with Him. We thank you, Father God, that through that union, you have given us your righteousness, your holiness. You have given us your sanctification and redemption. I know that those words are often overlooked and abused, but through religion, Father, but I just pray that you open to our understanding the depth of what that means. Help us to be able to receive that, Father, and to accept that as the truth, so that when we look in the mirror, we know that we know that we are looking back at a righteous and holy individual who is made that way by God Himself. Help us, Father God, to learn to accept that and walk in that truth every day.
Mm.
Protect our minds from the lies of the enemy that tells us that we're less than, that we're not worthy. And give us the strength to stand up and tell Him, "No, my God has made me worthy. He has made me greater than." We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much. We are just speechless with words that can convey our gratitude enough for your amazing love. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen. Good stuff. Woo-hoo.
Ooh, that just makes me want to dance.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
Well, should we leave them with some perfect peace?
Ooh, yes.
Shalom, shalom.
We'll see you next time.